The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yes, you are. It's Tanline Tuesday on Twitter, too. One of our listeners is giving me a lot of photos. I don't know where he gets them.
Oh, those are, I guess, from Needles, California. And those are all locals, I think.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of hotties.
All right, so
a lot of tan lines going on in Needles, California.
I shared one today that'll pick up your day if you're a heterosexual guy or a gay woman or just a woman that wants to look at women's pictures and go, hey, that's a pretty attractive-looking lady, so check it out.
Who doesn't like?
Exactly.
Looking at attractive-looking ladies.
Damn right. It's at TNT Radio Empire, our Twitter handle there. We got Nick's dad, Mark, going to call in. Mark's down in living in Texas now. Way down by the border, see how he's reacting. It's always fun to talk to Mark, to the pandemic. Also, Michael Imperioli, you know him as Chris from The Sopranos, and he's got a podcast out with the Schripper, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
About The Sopranos.
Talking Sopranos.
That's been happening a lot. I saw the two guys from Scrubs got one together about Scrubs. The two main
Donald Faison and Zach Braff.
Yeah, they put one together, too. That's a podcast, if you have enough listeners. Most people have four listeners. But if you have enough listeners, you can make some cash. And both those guys were, both those shows were really popular, so they'll get a lot of podcast listeners. I'm actually how they do it, too, by the way, just review what's happening and what they're talking about. We all watch The Sopranos here, at least, so could be some spoiler alerts in there if you haven't seen it yet.
Another call from Texas, too, our comedy buddy, J.R. Brown.
Yeah, J.R., yeah.
He's going to check in.
He's probably pretty bored, huh?
He's going a little stir-crazy.
There he is.
Chatted with him on Facebook over the weekend.
Oh, we get to leave the house, you know. It's Groundhog Day for a lot of people. It's Groundhog Day for us, and we leave the house Monday through Friday. I can't imagine the people that don't leave the house. I'd rather not leave the house.
Yeah, this show used to have one guy who never left the house, and now it's everybody.
Sorry for horning in on your bit.
Yeah, it is your bit.
We've lost the perspective, and even I'm tired of not leaving the house.
I didn't drink last night because I don't drink a lot during the week. I don't.
Really?
But I have to. I want to, but I didn't. But I went to bed tired enough, but mine was racing. That's the thing about alcohol. It can put you to sleep. And in these crazy days, we need to get some sleep. And I melatonin it, though, so it's just the same as alcohol, really. It puts you down, and it's good. It's a good drug.
Yeah.
All-natural good drug, too.
Makes me a little groggy.
It does, but I don't care. I need to sleep.
But I
couldn't fall asleep, man.
I guess if I took it early.
I didn't take it too. Well, I took it late. It was like 9:30. Usually, because I was laying in bed tossing and turning between 9:10 and 9:30, and thinking, oh, mind's racing. You know, our dear leader went all nuts yesterday, even though I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
But it's pretty horrible. He's just a complete fool. I am in total power. I am control. He's what a moron. But other stuff is racing, too, not just that. There's a bunch of stuff in everybody's life that you have in your head, your brain. It races. We all got that. you're an adult and you fall asleep normally, you are ignorance is bliss. I mean, I think if you just fall asleep with nothing on your mind and you're an adult with responsibilities, I don't know how you do that. Before the pandemic, a lot of us had trouble, you know, with your mind racing. So melatonin does do the job.
What's your dosage?
Well, I got 10 milligram ones, but I bite those in half.
Okay.
But I think I might have bit a little more than half last night. And once I swallowed it, I didn't care. I just stuck all to the tape.
Because once in a while, I'll take one of those.
And it does work, though.
They're like I
mean, it totally works.
Because it's actually natural. It's a hormone.
Oh, I know.
And I take the 3 milligram stuff.
And I like falling asleep to a hormone, right?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Even though I said yesterday, the whole drinking thing is even getting kind of boring now.
Well, you know, I noticed that too. That's why I'm trying not to do too many during the week, because that's the only thing I got to look forward to in the weekend is drinking.
So that's your differentiation.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's the weekend.
Yeah, that is my drift. Now, listen, I didn't make it last week. Now, I won't make it this week either. Monday, I let the liver give it a break. I'll have a couple glasses of wine in the middle of the week. Just because I can. And we all want to drink. I mean, even people that don't drink are probably picking it up, you know. Yeah, it's a good habit to have.
Rather than not drink, I decided.
And I don't get high 24/7 like Craig. Craig drink shames us all the time, and he does. If you listen to the show, he's always alcohol shamed us. While he's smoking dope 24/7. He totally alcohol shames us. He's been doing that for years on this show, you know? Listen, if I got high every day, I probably wouldn't drink as much. Or no, maybe I would. I'd be like you.
I think you would.
Well, if you hid your stash a little bit better, you might be able to.
Yeah, I know. My damn stash gone. How about some pot from you?
You got no one to blame but yourself.
I think I'm going to switch up to Christy bought some peanut butter whiskey, went to the store yesterday.
I did one peanut butter whiskey a couple weeks ago. I drank one, but that's dangerous too. One big glass of ice in there, and you want to drink more.
I'm thinking I'm going to save that for the weekend.
Yeah, that's a good
weekend. And I'll just go with the regular clear old vodka stuff during the week.
I got to try the thing. I retweeted our buddy Luke, who had his birthday celebration over the weekend, 9.5-toed Luke, and he tweeted out Sunday morning where he had some, that was the creamer in his coffee, basically, the peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, I bet that would be good.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically an Irish coffee, but it's got peanut butter flavor in there.
Yeah, I've seen some interesting cocktails.
It looks really good.
Many of them
cup of coffee. Now, if I start drinking coffee or whiskey in the morning, well, that's a hair of a dog, I guess. I like drinking a Bloody Mary.
But a lot of the peanut butter whiskey cocktails that I've seen involve some kind of chocolate, which I think sounds really good. Because obviously, two great tastes that go great together.
The one night a buddy of mine was at my house.
You got your chocolate and my whiskey.
Yeah. He was doing the peanut butter whiskey with cranberry, and it's butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've heard that's good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, man, now we're talking about it. I might not make it to Tuesday.
I don't know if I have any of that in the bar cart. Let me check.
I really wasn't trying to make it till. I just wanted to drink.
Yeah, I'm sure there's
not one day I want to drink.
A thousand different cocktails online somewhere that you can do with the peanut butter whiskey. I've seen some pretty inventive ones.
I got a friend of mine, actually a girl I used to know in school, but I mean, I didn't really know her that well. She's just a fellow classmate, but in high school, and she lives somewhere outside of Philadelphia, and her husband, she'd post on her Facebook page a different drink every day. Like they're drinking, I think her husband must be retired or something like that, but they're drinking a different cocktail every day, and everything is different. It's always different.
You got to have a pretty extensive bar.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't really know her that well. I said, it always makes me smile seeing these two glasses of whiskey or whatever. I mean, it's all kinds of different cocktails every day, two different glasses. I mean, all kinds of fancy schmancy and regular drinks.
You know? I did fine. I got about a
in the bar
fourth,
cart
fourth of a bottle
in
of
the Mad Band bar cart
in the bar cart.
Do alcoholics have trouble listening to us? They should.
I don't know. Not. I think they got, you know, enough willpower or whatever it takes to stop drinking. Yeah. I know it's the guys like us who they'll hear this conversation and say, man,
guys like us.
Not even 6 a.m. and I kind of want to drink now.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the ones that do drink are the ones that are more impressionable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
On this, you know, for us.
I think the alcoholics are the ones that have quit have pretty well got it conquered.
I'm watching a movie last night, just a little
just
piece
like the
of
people
movie.
That yell at us for being atheists or saying suck at Jesus.
Yeah. No, Craig says suck at Jesus.
Oh, that's suck right. at Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Craig.
Those people who get offended by that, their faith is not very strong.
No, they're totally not.
Yeah, they're not going to, you know.
All the Christians listen to the show don't care. They
right,
like
and those who have strong faith,
yeah
we're not going to sway them the other way.
No, but I'll tell you what you should do is don't have faith in somebody protecting you from the virus. A bishop who said God is larger than the dreaded virus, who also disobeyed some of the rules, he's dead. From what, Craig? From what, Todd? Craig's not here.
Coronavirus.
Yeah,
he died of the coronavirus.
Yeah, he died.
The very thing that he was not afraid of.
And he also had, he broke the law on a bunch of people at church and stuff like that.
You were looking right at his chair as you said his name, and he's not there.
I know, but...
I thought you were going to hit a clip or something. I thought you were leading into something.
He was here, yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
There you go. You're right, Craig. Craig's going to hate that.
I was looking for the answer over here.
Yeah.
I know. Todd looked over there, too.
The answer is obvious.
All right. Yeah, we're still all in the same room. By the way, they're working on it.
He's not there.
All right. He's not there. All right.
I'm glad we get to go to a different room.
I am too. I just don't. If anybody gets sick, man, it's on this company, not us. Man.
I'm afraid of that too.
Yeah, totally afraid of that.
But I can't imagine hooting and hollering at 6 o'clock in the morning
in
the
tough.
House.
It'd be tough. Yeah. Yeah. But it would be. You know, have to be. You know. Well, I don't think it's going to happen anyway.
You know, at some point, our wives are going to grab the microphone and go off.
My wife doesn't wake up before 10. Well, she's starting to get up before 10 now.
She will if you're downstairs in the basement yelling.
The kids have to be woken up for school at noon. And I don't blame them, man. I do not blame them.
How's that going?
You know, let's get a hold of that teacher today. I'll email the guy back. He was available yesterday later in the show. He said teach at a local high school that way, the Zoom. You know what? My daughter's having no problem with it. I think my son's just really not telling us all that's going on, you know. But, you know.
Yeah, if I were in that position.
He's on it every day, and he's getting his work done, I think. But I don't think any kid should be held responsible for this crap right now.
It was difficult enough for me when I was going to high school.
I know for a fact.
To pay attention in class.
Right.
Let alone looking at a computer screen.
Some teachers, that guy emailed us, that one teacher, he's a high school guy in this town, teaching in a high school. One of your daughters went to one of these high schools, and he was saying that he was saying basically, you know what, he feels bad for these kids because, you know, some teachers are treating like a real classroom. Some teachers aren't. They've already been told that everybody that had any trouble at all was still going to make it to the next grade. That's just done.
Yeah.
You can't mess with it. I mean, the kids had far enough, you know, not that they flunk anybody nowadays anyway, but still. They gotta give these kids a break.
That was,
of all ages.
Far and away the best April Fool's joke during the coronavirus season was, no kids, you gotta go back and repeat your grade.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they need. That's what they need. All right. Craig Evans. Of course, Nick will be here, and Michael Imperioli on the phone. Mark, Nick's dad will be phone program, and comedian buddy J.R. Brow. Live today. Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter, too. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.